Starmer promises councils new powers over betting shops. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has committed to granting local councils greater authority to regulate betting outlets. The pledge came during Prime Minister's question in the House of Commons on September 3, 2025, following a query from Labour MP Don Butler, who highlighted the disproportionate impact of gambling shops on economically deprived areas. According to Butler, poorer high streets are flooded with gambling shops, exacerbating social issues in vulnerable communities. He pressed Starmer on the need for legislative changes, pointing to the current aim to permit rules that restrict councils' ability to reject new gambling shops. Quote, economically deprived high streets and poorer high streets are flooded with gambling shops. The aim to permit legislation prevents councils from saying no. My summer campaign on gambling reform has received loads of support, including from Gordon Brown, who says that if we tax the gambling industry, we will get £3 billion for our economy. Don Butler, United Kingdom Labour MP. Starmer acknowledged the concerns, affirming the government's awareness of the problem. His response emphasized the government's intent to empower councils with tools similar to those used for alcohol licensing, potentially allowing them to limit the number and location of gambling premises. Quote, it is important that local authorities are given additional tools and powers to ensure vibrant high streets. We are looking at introducing cumulative impact assessments, like those already in place for alcohol licensing, and we will give councils stronger powers over the location and numbers of gambling outlets to help create safe, thriving high streets. Sir Keir Starmer, United Kingdom Prime Minister. Ongoing campaign and broader context. The agitation against increasing betting shops has been building momentum for months, with local councils and MPs calling for action against the proliferation of betting shops. In April 2025, a coalition of 38 councils representing over 12 million people urged the government to grant them veto powers over new venues, describing existing laws as outdated. Butler's summer initiative, supported by figures like former Prime Minister Gordon Brown, has amplified these demands, focusing on both regulatory curbs and potential tax revenues from the industry. Labour's internal debates have intensified, with some MPs warning of a collision course between reform efforts and the party's ties to gambling sector donors.